Thank you for calling Crabtree Video Membership. My name is Alexis. Can I please have your email address?
JJOffice@optonline.net.
Okay, can you verify your first, your last name, and your full home address?
I don't think it's on my account, but it's going to Darrow, 1 Shoredale Drive in Manhasset, New York.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that information. I do see that you do have a permanent annual membership with us. That permanent annual membership is set to renew on January the 6th of next year. How would you like to proceed with your account today?
I'm not looking to renew right now, but I do have two questions. One, I got an email about having a subscription that automatically already renewed, but it was, for $5 for a premium subscription. Is there any way I can convert to that?
Yeah, so you have already renewed for this year already. So what I can do is, since you do want to take upon that $5 offer, what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to refund you the full amount of that $79. And then once you receive that refund, you will be able to sign up with that $5 on this account, because right now you're still being charged in our other system when it was Blueprint. So in order to take our $5 offer, you will have to sign back up using our promo offer. So what we'll have to do is, to get you out of that old system so that your account can take that promo offer from us, we'll just refund you that $79, and then I can email you the links for the $5 promo offer. Then after you receive your refund, you will just click on that link in that email and you'll get the membership for $5. Would you like to do that?
So that means I have to cancel the membership I have now, because I have a lot of classes already on my account.
You won't be canceling. You just will be receiving a refund. So the only thing you'll have access to until you – okay, so right now, when I refund your account, we'll be canceled. But it takes 2 to 3 days for them to refund your money. So that means you'll still have access to your courses. It's just that until you sign up for that $5 offer, you won't be able to view any other classes on your account, only your classes only.
Okay. All right, before we do that, because I just saw the $5, and of course, you know, who wouldn't want to pay $5 for the year, but you guys got to make money too. Let me ask you a different question, which is really the reason why I called. So when I sign in with using my email address, jjoffice@optonline.net, my account comes up as jjoffice18739043. So I received an email the other day saying that Craftsy is now available on Roku to add the channel and sign on. So I tried to do that this morning, but it didn't let me sign on. It's saying either your ID or your password is incorrect. So I went on my iPad and I signed on and I get in, but it does give me the username as jjoffice18739043. And I wanted to know if that's the issue, is to get onto Roku.
Let me take a look at that for you, because I'm thinking that you still were signing the same way, but give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so what I see here for the directions, you're supposed to be able to sign in when you enter the email and the password for your membership.
And I did that, but Roku, because I've had a number of issues where I tried to sign in just from the website or whatever, and it ends up not being able to do it. And I end up having to go back to the email that you guys sent me saying, Craftsy's now here, click here for the link, and then it gets me in. And I'm thinking that my ID maybe not, you know, is translating from jjoffice@optonline.net to this jjoffice18734043. And I'd like to get it kind of synced, so that, like, I don't know why I have a number after my name.
So we can't change the site username. That just happened when we transfer over from Blueprint. The only thing that we're able to update is the email on the account. We're no longer able to change any username. But I do know here, once you go to the Roku on your device, you select streaming channels to open the channel store. Then you'll search channels by typing in Craftsy. Then after that, you will add a channel. Then after you open your Craftsy channel, you will select sign in and enter the email address and password. Then after that, upon login, you will be able to watch all videos included in your Craftsy Screaming membership. But I do see here that only Screaming videos are available on Roku currently. Any individual purchase classes will be viewable as at a future date. So, are you not being able to sign in at all?
It says that my either user ID or password's incorrect. And I can tell you both the user ID and password are correct. So then I'm wondering if this number after my JJ office has something to do with, I just want to make sure my user ID and password is correct on, you know, I want to know, you know, why is there a number after my name? And is it any significance when I sign in? Do I have to sign in differently or whatever?
I don't see anything different here. Only thing, your site username is that. However, all customers have the number after their username because when we transfer from Blueprint, that's what happened to customers' username. So they do have a number with every customer. So you don't supposed to be signing in with the username anyhow. The only thing that you're supposed to be signing in with is with your email and your password. Your email for Craftsy and your password.
Okay. So the number after my JJ office is standard for any member who was previously a Blueprint member?
That's just a number that came over when we transfer. Oh, it's not because you was a Blueprint member. It's just that when we did the transition, all the usernames came with a number behind it. The number doesn't mean anything. It's just that's what happened to the username when we switched over.
Right. It just had to be a unique thing. So they just probably added a sequence of stuff. Okay, so if I can't get into Roku, then I'll try it again. But okay, so now I should see. Looks. Streaming channels. So what happens now? Okay, now that I added the channel, let me see if it's crashing. Okay, there it is. So my user ID is still my user ID and password, whether it's through Roku or on a device.
It will be your email, the jjoffice@oponline.net. You don't use your username. Your user ID is your email. So whatever you use to sign into Craftsy on the regular browser, that's what you will use for your app.
Right. And like I said, I tried that twice. I'll try it a third time. But
those are the only instructions that we have right now. I can submit over that you're having problems with logging in, but those are the only questions where the instructions that we was told to give customers not to be able to sign in. They haven't said to use a username or anything. They said to have customers to sign in with their email and password. Everything is the same whether you sign in when you were just going to the regular browser.
Right. All right, I'll give it another try. I just wanted to make sure that the numbers behind my name wasn't anything significant to sign in a different way.
No, ma'am, just don't worry about the username. Just sign in with your email and password. Do not sign in with the username. You don't sign in with that for no reason.
Right. And like I said, I didn't try to. But it just was not coming up.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No. So if I can't get this to work, then what's my next step?
You can give us a call back and we can try to further assist you with that. But as of right now, that's the only thing that we have. Unfortunately, we don't have a TV to try to log in for you. So I'm not able to try to log in and see if it's working for me because we don't have a TV here.
Right. Okay. Okay. Let's see. I'll just see. Submit. Okay, you know what? Talking to you made it magically work. So I thank you so much for your assistance and explaining to me the other thing. I'm going to hold off on the $5 because you guys have to make money too, and maybe I'll renew. So I can't renew next year for the $5, right?
Only if we have that same promo code going. That promo offer is only for this year only.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling Carver City Video Membership. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.